Dear Foggy Jack, as I sit here, huddled in the darkness of my makeshift hideout, my heart still races with the memories of what I experienced at Skinwalker Ranch. My name is John, and I'm a paranormal researcher driven by an insatiable curiosity for the unknown. But tonight, that curiosity has led me to the edge of terror, where the line between reality and nightmare blurs into nothingness. Skinwalker Ranch, a name that sends chills down the spines of even the bravest souls in the paranormal community. It's a place steeped in legend and whispered tales of unimaginable horrors. And yet, despite the warnings and the stories of those who have gone before me, I found myself drawn to its dark embrace. Arriving at the ranch under the cover of nightfall, I felt a sense of foreboding wash over me. The air was heavy with an oppressive silence, broken only by the distant howl of a lone coyote. With each step I took onto the desolate landscape, I could feel the weight of unseen eyes watching my every move. Armed with nothing but my courage and a flashlight, I ventured forth into the unknown. The darkness seemed to swallow me whole, enveloping me in a suffocating embrace that sent shivers down my spine. But still, I pressed on, driven by a relentless determination to uncover the truth hidden within the shadows. It wasn't long before I encountered the first signs of the supernatural. Strange lights danced on the horizon, flickering in and out of existence like distant stars in a forgotten galaxy. I watched in awe and terror as they twisted and contorted, defying all laws of nature and reason. But it was what I encountered next that truly tested the limits of my courage. A figure, tall and shadowy, emerged from the darkness, its form shifting and changing with each passing moment. I could feel its malevolent presence bearing down on me, a tangible force that threatened to consume me whole. In that moment, I knew fear like never before. My instincts screamed at me to run, to flee from this place of nightmares and never look back. But something deep within me compelled me to stay, to face the darkness head-on and uncover the secrets that lay hidden within. And so, with trembling hands and a racing heart, I continued my journey into the heart of Skinwalker Ranch. Each step felt like a descent into madness, a plunge into the abyss from which there could be no return. And yet, despite the overwhelming fear that gripped me, I pressed on. As I sit here now, recounting the horrors of that fateful night, I am filled with a sense of both dread and exhilaration. For I have stared into the face of the unknown and emerged forever changed. Skinwalker Ranch may be shrouded in darkness and mystery, but it is also a beacon of possibility, a gateway to realms beyond our comprehension. To those who dare to seek out the truth, I offer a word of caution: be prepared for what you may find. The path to enlightenment is fraught with peril, and not all who tread it will emerge unscathed. But for those brave enough to face the darkness, the rewards are beyond measure. And so, as the night stretches on and the darkness creeps ever closer, I remain here in my hiding place, a lone seeker of truth in a world filled with shadows. Alone, scared, but undeterred in my quest to unravel the mysteries of Skinwalker Ranch. Please reach out to me to help explain this experience. I know that you can help me. Signed, John.
Dear Foggy Jack, as I sit here, enveloped in darkness and trembling with fear, I feel compelled to share with you the harrowing tale of my journey to the haunted Sloss Furnaces. My name is Eric, and I am a lone soul driven by an insatiable curiosity for the paranormal. But tonight, that curiosity has led me down a path of terror from which I may never escape. Sloss Furnaces, a place steeped in history and whispered tales of restless spirits trapped within its rusted walls. Once a bustling industrial site, it now stands as a silent sentinel to a bygone era, its crumbling structure serving as a haunting reminder of the lives lost in the name of progress. And yet, despite the warnings and the stories of those who have gone before me, I felt drawn to its decaying beauty like a moth to a flame. Arriving at the furnaces under the cover of night, I was immediately struck by the oppressive atmosphere that hung heavy in the air. The clang of metal on metal echoed through the darkness, a ghostly reminder of the furnace's industrial past. But still, I pressed on, fueled by a mixture of curiosity and dread. As I ventured deeper into the heart of Sloss Furnaces, The darkness seemed to close in around me, suffocating me with its embrace. Shadows danced on the walls, twisting and contorting in unnatural ways that sent shivers down my spine. I could feel the weight of unseen eyes watching my every move, a presence that lingered just beyond the edge of perception. Armed with nothing but my courage and a flashlight, I delved further into the labyrinth and corridors of the furnaces. Each step felt like a descent into madness, a journey into the unknown from which there could be no return. And yet, despite the overwhelming fear that threatened to consume me, I pressed on. It wasn't long before I encountered the first signs of the supernatural. A chill swept through the air, carrying with it the unmistakable presence of something otherworldly. I could hear the faint whispers of the past echoing through the darkness, the anguished cries of those who had perished within these walls. But it was what I encountered next that truly tested the limits of my courage. A figure, pale and ethereal, emerged from the shadows, its eyes glowing with a malevolent light that pierced through the darkness. I could feel its gaze boring into me, a way that threatened to crush me beneath its relentless scrutiny. In that moment, I knew fear like never before. Every fiber of my being screamed at me to run, to flee from this place of nightmares and never look back. But something deep within me compelled me to stay, to face the darkness head-on and uncover the secrets that lay hidden within. And so, with trembling hands and a racing heart, I continued my journey into the heart of Sloss Furnaces. Each step felt like a battle against the forces of darkness, a struggle to hold onto my sanity in the face of overwhelming terror. But still, I pressed on, driven by a relentless determination to uncover the truth. As I sit here now, recounting the horrors of that fateful night, I am filled with a sense of both dread and exhilaration. For I have stared into the face of the unknown and emerged forever changed. Sloss Furnaces may be shrouded in darkness and mystery, but it is also a beacon of possibility, a gateway to realms beyond our comprehension. To those who dare to seek out the truth, I offer a word of caution: be prepared for what you may find. The path to enlightenment is fraught with peril, and not all who tread it will emerge unscathed. But for those brave enough to face the darkness, the rewards are beyond measure. And so, as the night stretches on and the darkness creeps ever closer, I remain here in my hiding place, a lone seeker of truth in a world filled with shadows. Alone, scared, but undeterred in my quest to unravel the mysteries of Sloss Furnaces. Please help. Eric F.
Do you like stories that keep you on the edge of your seat? Stories that make your heart race and your blood run cold? Stories that make you wonder what lurks in the shadows and what lies behind the door? If you do, then you will love Foggy Jack's old-time radio show, the old-time horror radio show that brings you the most thrilling tales of mystery, suspense, and horror. Foggy Jack's old-time radio show airs reruns of radio shows that aired from 1940 to 1960, featuring some of the best actors and writers of the golden age of radio. Every day, Foggy Jack's old-time radio show presents a new story that will keep you guessing until the end, with twists and turns that will shock and surprise you. You will hear stories by masters of horror like Edgar Allan Poe, H.P. Lovecraft, Ray Bradbury, and more. You will also hear stories by famous authors like Agatha Christie, Ernest Hemingway, and John Steinbeck. And you will hear stories starring legendary actors like Orson Welles, Vincent Price, Boris Karloff, and many more. Foggy Jack's old-time radio show is the ultimate podcast for fans of horror, suspense, and mystery. You can listen to Foggy Jack's old-time radio show online for free, where you can find hundreds of episodes to choose from. You can also subscribe to this podcast, where you can get new episodes every week. Don't miss this opportunity to experience the scariest radio episodes of all time. Tune in to Foggy Jack's old-time radio show, and remember, it's not what you see, it's what you hear.
Are you looking for a magician who can amaze and entertain your family and friends? Do you want to experience a show that is full of magic, mystery, humor, danger, illusions, and escapes? If you do, then you need to hire Foggy Jack, the shock, bizarre mental mentalist. Foggy Jack is a professional magician who specializes in mentalism, oddity, and more. He can read your mind, escape shackles before your eyes, make objects disappear and reappear, and perform other incredible feats that will leave you speechless. Foggy Jack has performed all over the country, and specializes in expos, fairs, festivals, and haunted houses. He has also appeared on TV, radio, and podcasts, where he showcases his skills and personality. Foggy Jack is not your ordinary magician. He is what you think of when you think of the word odd. He is a storyteller who takes you on a journey into his captivating world of Foggy Jack. He combines his talents with comedy, music, and props to create a show that is unique and unforgettable. He will make you laugh, gasp, and wonder how he does it. Don't miss this opportunity to hire Foggy Jack for your next event. He will make it a memorable one that your guests will talk about for years to come. To book Foggy Jack, visit his website or his Facebook page. You can also watch some of his videos on YouTube to see him in action. Foggy Jack is the magician you need to make your event a success. Contact him today and get ready to be amazed. And remember, he truly is mental,